新年快乐
！Happy New Year's！
感谢主给我们这样的一个环境，让我们可以自由的来聚会，来侍奉神。
Praise the Lord for giving us this environment where we can freely gather together and worship Him.
今天我要讲的题目是约翰的第一个异象，在启示录里。
Today, my message will be about the first vision of John in the book of Revelation.
过去几个礼拜，我把这个启示录的背景那个中心给大家做了一个介绍。
The past few weeks, I have introduced the background, the central theme of both the book of Revelation to you.
那今天在第一个主日，我们就来看第一个异象。
So today, in the first Sunday, we will look at the first vision.
请大家打开启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
我们要读第一章，从第十节念到二十节。
And we will read from chapter 1, verse 10 to 20.
这是使徒约翰九十的高龄放逐在巴摩海岛。
This is when John was in his 90s and he was at the island Patmos.
他看见神的第一个要向他表明的异象。
He saw the very first vision that God wants him to see.
我念第十节，我们弟兄用英文念十一节，我们两个人轮流把这一段念完。
I'll read the Chinese verse, the even verses, and then English will be the odd verses.
其他弟兄姊妹跟着我们一起把这段圣经看清楚。
The rest of you please read along.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说
saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamon and to Thyatira and Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
And in the middle of the lampstand, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
他的头与发皆白如白羊毛，如血，眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like burnished bronze, when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
又是那存道存活，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things.
论到你所看见，在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。我们再看其他的三处圣经。
Let's look at other verses.
我们需要看旧约这个出埃及记二十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 25.
我们要从三十一节。
We'll read from verse 31
念到三十二节
to 32。
请中文念一次，英文念一次。
We shall read Chinese first and then English.
大家来念。
Let's read together.
中文先请。
Chinese first.
要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯、球、花都要连接在一块垂出来。灯台两旁要插出六个枝子，这旁三个，那旁三个。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 31 to 32, English, let's begin. Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold, the lampstand and its base and its shaft are to be made of hammered work. Its cup, its clothes, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. And 6 branches shall go out from its sides, 3 branches of lampstand from one side, and 3 branches of lampstand from its other side.
再多念一节。
We'll read one more verse.
啊，就是，第二处啊，第二处。
We'll read from another place.
我们要从36节念到38节。
And it's again chapter 25 from verse 36 to 38.
对。36-38，球和枝子要连接一块，都是一块金金锤出来的，要做灯台的七个灯盏，祭司要点这灯，使灯光对照，灯台的蜡剪和蜡花盘也是要金金的。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 36 to 38, let's begin. Their bulbs and their branches shall be of one piece with it. All this shall be one piece of hammered work of pure gold. Then you shall make its lamps 7 in number, and they shall mount its lamps so as to shed light on the space in front of it. And its snuffers and their trays shall be of pure gold.
第三处，利未记24章。
And third, verse would be from the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
利未记24章第一节到第四节。
Leviticus, chapter 24, 1 through 4.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，要吩咐以色列人，把那位点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。在会幕中法柜的幔子外，亚伦从早上到早晨，从晚上到早晨，必在耶和华面前点经理这灯。这要做你们世世代代永远的定例，他要在耶和华面前常收拾金灯台上的灯。
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 to 4. Let's begin. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel that they bring to you clear oil from beaten olives for the light, to make a lamp burn continually outside the veil testimony in the tent of meeting. Aaron shall keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations. He shall keep the lamps in order on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually.
这是第一个启示录的意象。
This is the very first vision in the book of Revelation.
我们刚刚读启示录第一章的时候告诉我们那一天是主日。
As we read the book of Revelation, it tells us that that day is the Lord's day.
所以就跟今天一样是主日。
And just like today, it's the Lord's day.
一个老人在一个荒岛上。
An old man is on a deserted island.
周边大概都没有人。
Probably he's completely alone.
神忽然间向约翰显现。
All of a sudden, God revealed himself to John.
而且他说得很清楚，有一个很大的声音向他说话。
And also he spoke with a very loud voice.
啊，像吹号一样。
Like a trumpet.
这不是细语。是大声的讲。
It's not in a quiet voice, but rather in a loud voice.
他马上转身看谁跟他说话。
And all of a sudden, he turned around to see who's talking to him.
他就看到一个异象。
And then he saw this vision.
这个异象有两个主要部分。
And this vision has two parts.
第一，七个金灯台。
And first is the 7 golden lampstand.
第二，有一位像人子一样，全身穿到那个祭司的衣服。行走在这七个金灯台中间。
And then second, he saw someone who looks like the Son of Man who is walking among these lampstands.
那么，所以我们就要注意这一个意象是以这个祭司与这个金灯台为代表的。
So we need to pay attention that this vision is represented by the priest and also lampstand.
那对我们没有旧约背景的人外邦人来说，我们不知道金灯台什么意思。
So for general like us who has no background on the Old Testament, we don't know what the lampstand stand for.
所以我就选了几张相片要放给你们看。
So that's why I've chosen a few pictures to show you.
第一个就是古时候 金灯台放在哪里？
The very first picture shows where they place the golden lampstand.
这个金灯台这一个图就是古时候神借着大卫所建的那个第一个圣殿。
So the golden lampstand shown here is in the very first temple built by David.
那么这个圣殿呢是在耶路撒冷的那一个摩利亚山上。
This is in the
Mount Moriah
in Jerusalem.
如果今天你到耶路撒冷去看的话，你看不到这个圣殿，你看到的是清真寺，是回教的。
So today, but however, if you go to that mount today, you won't see that temple, but rather it's a mosque.
所以这个是这个画家照着圣经所启示的那个图，他把它画出来的。
So this is a rendering by an artist according to the description in the Bible.
而且从旧约你去读的时候，你知道这个殿其实在主耶稣之前的700年左右就已经拆掉了。
So if you read the Bible, you'll see the Old Testament. You'll see that this temple is actually destroyed about 700 years before Jesus arrived.
然后又过了一段时间之后，就是他们被掳，然后70年后他们回来，神借着另外一批人建了第二个殿。
And then you'll see that after they were enslaved, 70 years later, when they returned to build a second temple.
所以这个殿呢是曾经出现过在旧约的历史里。
So this temple you see here once existed in the history of the Bible.
那么今天犹太人又复国了，从1948到现在60多年。
So today the Israelite has their own country once again from 1948 until today.
对犹太人来讲，如果犹太教没有圣殿，就没有，就是他们没有救赎。
So to Jews, without their religion, without their temple, they have no salvation.
为什么？
And the reason is,
因为旧约圣经说，只准在圣殿的前面那个祭坛上才可以献祭，否则不能献祭。
Because according to the Old Testament, they can only offer their sacrifices on the altar before the temple.
所以对一个信犹太教的人来讲，圣殿是必须有的。
So to a believer who believes in Judaism, without the altar, there's no sacrifice.
就是说 the temple is a must, is a necessity, is a must, it's not an option.
So for the temple is a requirement, it's a must.
那么这个时候你就可以知道，从1948复国一直到现在这60多年，犹太人的心中所希望的是什么？
So from that you can tell from 1948 all the way until now some 60 years, the thing that they long for the most is
再建重建这个圣殿，
is to rebuild that temple.
因为前面两个都被拆掉了。
Because the previous two were all destroyed.
下一张。
The next picture.
在旧约的时代，那么这个圣殿的里头分两个房间，它是一个长方形的。
So in the Old Testament time, the temple is rectangular and it's divided into two rooms.
那么这个长方形的分成两个房间。
So it's divided into two rooms.
你从正门进去的时候是第一个房间。
So you walk into the first room when you go through the front door.
那个叫做圣所。
That's the
holy
place.
有三件家具。
There are three furniture.
第一，你一进去，你的正前方就是金香炉。
And as soon as you walk in, right in front, directly in front of you is the golden
golden incense altar.
Golden incense altar.
然后你的左边，
and then on your left,
你就看到那个的金灯台。
And then you'll see the golden lampstand.
这个图呢，就是说大祭司在那个里头烧香，在那个金灯台上烧香，在对不起，在金香炉面前烧香，然后在金灯台那里点灯。
So the picture shows that the priest is burning incense before the golden incense altar, and also the light has been lit, the lampstand has been lighted.
然后在他的右边，就是在这个房间的右边，就是陈设饼的桌子，三件家具。
And then on the right hand side is the place where they put the bread.
然后在这一个正前方，这个金香炉的后面就是那个幔子。
And then behind the incense altar is that veil you see.
在这个幔子上面呢，就绣着基路伯的那个形象。
And then above the veil it has a picture of the cherubim.
然后在那个第二个房间里头，就是里面那个房间。
And then in the second room, which is the innermost room,
叫做至圣所。
It's the Holy of Holies.
在至圣所里面只有一件家具。
And within it, there's only one furniture.
就是现在在墙上的这个图叫做约柜。
And then that's that picture over here, which is the Ark of the Covenant.
那约柜，我今天我的题目不是讲约柜，所以我只让他知道在那个圣殿里头有这四件重要的家具。
Today my message is not about the ark, but I'm just giving you a background to see the, so that you know there are four important furnishings within the temple.
然后我们就要回到我们今天要讲的主题。
And then let's return to our main message today.
这个主题就是在这个意象里面所讲到的七个金灯台。
And that is what's been talked about in the vision, and is the seven golden lampstands.
这个是放在这个圣所的。
And this is placed within the temple.
那么我们刚刚从出埃及记跟利未记的圣经里面我们去读的时候，你如果注意，你就知道这个是谁的责任，每天要保持这个灯亮的。
And from just reading Exodus and Leviticus, you'll know that whose responsibility is to keep the light lit.
啊。包括大祭司，他是讲祭司，所以大祭司与众祭司通通包在里头。
So it's the responsibility of the priest.
那么这个他们每天的责任，中间有一项，在圣所里面，他要料理经营这个灯。
And so one of the responsibility of a priest during their day, this routine is to take care of the lamp.
啊，那么这个灯不是现在的电灯。
So the light is not like the electric light we have today.
我们现在只要一开，马上就亮了。
Today, all we had to do is flip a switch and the light comes on.
除了去年这个时候有 out of power.
With exception of our power outages last year.
但是在那个时候，这个灯，圣经告诉我们是靠油，橄榄油。
But back then, as described in the Bible, the lamp is depends on olive oil.
我们有谁用过油灯？有谁用过
？We use oil lamp before.
一二三四五六哦，好，谢谢，放下。年轻的一代都没看过什么叫油灯。
So probably the younger people don't even know what it looked like.、
这个油灯有点像蜡烛。
So these oil lamps look a little bit like candles.
对不对？蜡烛这个是一个蜡的，是一个固体的。那个油灯里边那个油是液体的。
So the wax is solid, but however for oil lamp, the oil is liquid.
然后你在这一个液体的这个油灯里头一定有要让它能够亮是一定要有一个什么一个是灯芯
So in order for this light to burn, for the lamp to burn, you must have a wick.
啊，所以这个灯芯你去每天就要去整理
So you need to take care of that wick every day.
那么你点过油灯的人就知道
For those who had used an oil lamp before, you know.
油灯的亮与暗跟两个条件有关。
The brightness of the fire the lamp depends on two things.
第一必须要有什么
？First thing is
要有油。
You must have oil.
没有油那不会亮。
Without oil, you cannot the lamp can't burn.
第二就是这个灯芯要刚刚好。
And the second is that the wick must be just the right length.
太长。
If it is too long,
不错，火焰可以大一点。
It is true that the fire will get really big.
但是
，however。
会冒烟
，it will cause smoke，
对不对？那你想看这个房间里面七根大火把，冒烟的话，你在那个房间里面待得下去吗
？So if you imagine if all these seven lamps give off enormous amount of smoke, will you be able to stay in the room？
所以它必须调整到刚刚好是发光而不冒烟。
So that's why they had to adjust just right so that it gives off light, but it does not give off smoke.
所以我们刚刚读的这段圣经里头，你就会发现，在出埃及记三十八节25章38节的时候，他说到灯台的蜡剪、蜡花盘也要金金的，就是说，换言之，在这个金灯台的前面有一把剪刀。有一个盘子。
And so that's why it described in Exodus 25 in verse 38, it talked about how the lamps need to be trimmed, and that's why they have a plate and also a scissor before the lampstand.
所以祭司每天一进这个圣所，他就要料理这个灯的时候，他第一加油。
So every day when these priests enter into the temple to take care of the lamp, the first thing that they need to do is to add oil.
第二呢，就是这个心 要把它调得刚刚好。
And secondly is to adjust the wick.
那这都是
just the right length.
啊，用那个剪刀在那里修。
And so that's why they use a scissor to trim it.
那么然后这一个房间就是亮的。
And so then the temple will have light.
这是在旧约的时候啊，我们从这几处的圣经知道有这么一件事。
So this is what we can tell from the Old Testament.
那他们从摩西的时代一直到圣殿第二个圣殿被毁的这上千年的时间，犹太人每天都要这样做。
So the Jews have been doing this for almost 1,000 years from the time of Moses all the way until when the second temple was destroyed.
因为圣经说这是你们世世代代永远的定例。
Because this is something you need to do generation after generation and continually.
换言之，从外表来看，犹太人是照着这个定律、定例去做的。
So in other words, on the outward, it seemed like the Jews were doing this according to the commandment.
就跟犹太人要去献祭、杀牛、杀羊，在院外，在这个殿外要做这件事，在那个铜祭坛上。
Just like how the Jews need to offer sacrifices outside the temple on the altar.
那我想，神要求犹太人这样做，不是只是做做而已。
But I think that God didn't just ask them to do this just for fun.
Not for fun.
Sorry.
For
no reason.
For formality only. 就是说只是外表这么做做而已。
So I don't believe God asked them to do this just for formality.
这个后面神要启示很重要的属灵的真理。
There's a very important spiritual truth behind this.
那么当约翰看见这个异象的时候，那是主后大概90年到100年那段时间，就是我在开始讲的介绍的那个时候讲到这个时代是第一世纪的尾巴。
And when John saw this vision, which is 90 to 100 years after the Lord's death, which is the end of the first century.
那个时候有没有圣殿？
Do they still have the temple?
啊，有没有？
Do they still have it?
那个圣殿就是我刚刚在墙上给你们放，我说这个曾经是有两个殿存在出现过在这个地球上。
There were two temples that ever existed.
第一个是所罗门建的，第二个是所罗巴伯建的。
The first one is built by Solomon. The second one is built by Zerubbabel.
那么第二个殿到了主耶稣之前，有一个王叫做希律王，他曾经扩建过。
And before the second one, it was expanded by another king.
犹太人是非常以这个伟大的圣殿为骄傲的。
And the Jews were very proud of this great temple.
全世界只有我们这里有圣殿。
This is the only temple out of in this entire world.
全世界只有在这里可以献祭敬拜神。
And this is the only place where people can offer sacrifices.
世人啊，你们要认识耶和华，必须来到耶路撒冷。
So people of the world, if you want to know God, you must come to Jerusalem.
这是犹太人的骄傲。
This is their pride.
但是
，But however,
这两个殿都被毁掉了。
Both temples were destroyed.
谁把它毁掉了？外表来看是外邦人把它拆了。
Who were they destroyed by? Outwardly, it seemed like the Gentiles destroyed it.
但你看旧约的历史，你就知道是神把它毁掉了。
However, you look at the history in the Old Testament, it's God Himself who destroyed it.
神把他的殿、他的家交给外邦人。
He turned his own temple, his house, to Gentiles.
这么伟大的殿，花了这么大的功夫、这么多的钱投资在这个上面，神要他的王去为他建殿。
Such great temple, who are with so much investment into a time and money, and which is the temple were commanded by God to build by His people.
为什么
？And why?
神要借着外邦人的手来把它拆掉。
Why did God use Gentiles' hands to destroy them?
不是拆一次。
And also, it's not once.
拆两次。
But twice.
而且现在连那个殿连影子都没有，现在只有一个清真寺在那里。
And even to today, there's not even any image, remnant of the temple left. It's actually a mosque.
神要向世人传达一个什么信息
？So what is God trying to say to people?
你要去读为什么神把这个殿把它拆了。
And you must go ahead and read why He asked that temple to be destroyed. God has his people build his temple to represent his desire to live among them. His will is to live among the chosen people. So this place is the kingdom of priests. It's a place where he separates out those who believe in him. It's for his people.
很清楚地告诉犹太人，你们是分别为圣的选民。
He clearly told the Israelites that you are the chosen one. You are separated out from the world.
你们是侍奉耶和华，不可以侍奉外邦人的神。
You are the one who will serve your God and no one else.
结果
，But it turns out，
这两个殿被拆的历史，你如果去看
，If you look at the history of how both temples were destroyed，
旧约的耶利米记，耶利米书。
In the Old Testament Jeremiah,
或者历代志也可以，你可以读到历代志的上下。
And then also the Chronicle 1 and 2.
你就会发现神当年让这个殿交给外邦人，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒去拆去烧。
And you'll discover that when the Lord handed over this temple, handed over to Gentiles, to the Gentile kings.
以西结书说到神的荣耀离开这个殿。
It is once described that the glory of the Lord has left the temple.
是好像带着眼泪离开的。
As if he left with tears in his
为什么?
eyes. And why?
因为他的百姓不要他。
Because his people did not want him.
嘴唇来亲近神，心却远离神。
Even though they may say with their lips that they want to be closer to God, but yet their hearts were far away.
表面是侍奉耶和华。
Outwardly they may be serving him.
但是他们的心却在侍奉自己手中所建的那一些偶像。
However, in their hearts, they were actually serving the very idols that they built themselves.
神警告他们，再警告，多次的警告，不听，不悔改。
And God gave them multiple warnings, but they did not turn.
所以第一个殿被毁了。
So that's why the first temple was destroyed.
然后70年后，神的恩典临到他们，再次第二次重新建造殿。
And then 70 years later, God's blessing was among grace was among them again, so they were able to rebuild the temple.
到了主耶稣的时代。
But however, when it comes to them to the Lord Jesus,
主看见的那个圣殿又是历史重演。
However, the temple that Jesus saw again is like as if history is repeating itself.
今天我们播饼的时候，我们弟兄带我们读了一段圣经，就是讲耶稣所看到的圣殿是什么圣殿。
Today, during Holy Communion, our brother lead us in reading of scripture. The scripture talked about what Jesus saw when he went to the temple.
你们把我父的殿变成贼窝。
And it says that you have turned my father's house into a den of robbers.
所以主就预言。将来没有一块石头要留在石头上。
And that's why he prophesies that not one stone will be left standing.
这个预言就在耶稣说完之后40年就应验。
And this prophecy will become true 40 years after these words were spoken.
我们读历史的人就知道在主后70年罗马的王子提多带着罗马的部队围绕这个耶路撒冷两年之后把它攻破城破圣殿被烧。
So for those who read history, we know that 70 years later, the Roman prince were surrounded the city, and then they broke the city in 2 years, and then they destroyed everything, including the temple.
所以你就会发现旧约整个的历史就告诉我们。
So you discover that in the Old Testament, it's the entire history tells us
神要什么
，what God wanted，
人怎么样能够蒙福。
How man can be blessed.
但是如果人不照着神的旨意来生活为人，神就把他在地上的见证拆掉了。
However, if man does not live according to how God desires them, he will then destroy.
这是旧约的历史。
Things on earth, on his presence on earth. This is the past. This is history.
然后，耶稣神的儿子来了。
And then the Son of God came.
他来说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日。”要把它建起来。
And he said that you destroy this temple and I will raise it in 3 days.
所以耶稣来是也是要完成神在地上建殿的心志。
And that's why when Jesus came, he also came to finish the will of God to establish a temple on this earth.
因为神的旨意没有改变过。
Because God's will had never changed.
神要住在人中间这个思想不因为犹太人的不忠心就废了，没有。
God's desire to live among the people did not go away just because of the Jews did not listen to him.
他昨日今日到永远不改变。
He will never change from yesterday, today, until forever.
所以神还是要建他的殿，但是这个殿不再是一个物质的殿。
So God will always continue to build his temple. However, this no longer is just a physical temple.
是一个什么？圣灵的殿，属灵的殿。
It is a spiritual temple.
这个殿就是他的教会。
And this temple is his church.
现在我们说过这本书的背景是教会在这个时候在地上已经有多少年的历史。
So by this time, the church on this earth has been established for how long?
长的有60年，短的大概40年。
60 years for those who are longer, and then for the shorter ones, about 40 years.
对，那有这么长的历史，请问教会有一个什么特别的现象。
So with such long history, what kind of special things were developed? What kind of thing developed among the churches?
我们教会如果60年历史，请问有多少人？有什么人在这里
？So if our church has been established for 60 years, who will still be here?
我敢说，我大概绝对不在这里。
I dare to say I probably won't be here.
对吗？那老一代的差不多走了。
Probably the first generation will probably all pass away.
剩下来的是第二代或者第三代。
What's left are the second and third generation.
这是60年40年的历史所讲的那个特色。
This is the particular thing of a church with 40 to 60 years of history.
事情就是这样，第二版第三版的时候，这个跟原版就有差距。
And that's exactly what happened. When it comes to the second and third version, they are slightly different from the very first edition.
不一定是 slightly different, maybe totally different.
It may be completely different.
对，所以对耶稣来讲，他要向约翰显现。
So to Jesus, that's why he needs to reveal himself to John.
他是最后的一个使徒。
He is the very last apostle.
所有的 first generation 都走掉了。
All the first generation apostles.
他是唯一剩下来的第一代的人，他是亲眼见过主、亲耳听过主的人。
He is the very last of the first generation of apostles who have seen and heard Jesus himself.
他是耶稣的见证人。
He is the witness for Jesus.
他看见当时的教会的光景。
He saw the condition of the church at the time.
圣灵就要借着他来向教会说话。
And the Holy Spirit will use him to speak to the churches.
所以第一个意象是以金灯台为标记。
And so that's why the very first vision is centered around the golden lampstand.
放这个金灯台这张像。
And let's look at the golden lampstand.
Yeah. 那如果你注意我们刚刚读的出埃及记的圣经。
So if you pay attention in the book of Exodus we just read.
我刚刚带大家读25章31节开始。
We just read chapter 25 verse 31.
圣经这些旧约的东西都是标记。
So, a lot of things mentioned in the Old Testament are symbols.
那个 menorah 是希伯来文，翻译出来，英文叫做 golden lampstand， 中文叫做金灯台。
Menorah is the original word for it. The translation when translated into English, it means golden lampstand.
那么这是神第一次启示给人类这一件东西的内涵。
This is the very first time when God revealed to people the meaning of this item.
旧约不知道这个东西到底代表什么意思，没有启示的。
They don't understand what's the meaning behind it in the Old Testament.
神只告诉摩西，你就这么告规矩矩，这个尺寸，这个材料怎么做？告诉他，他就照着去做。
God just told Moses, "Here's how you make it. How's how big I want it to be." And Moses went, "Go ahead and did."
你们应该大祭司应该怎么样料理这个金灯台，也讲了，都讲得很清楚。
And he also told them how the priest should take care of the golden lampstand.
但是从来没有解释为什么有这个东西，什么意思。
But he never explained why there is such a golden lampstand and what's the meaning behind it.
所以到新约我们刚刚读的时候，启示录说这是七个金灯台是一个什么奥秘。
And that's why in the New Testament in book Revelation when we read about the golden lampstand, it said it's a mystery.
这是一个预表，这是一个标记，但是它是一个奥秘。
It's a symbol, but it's a mystery.
这里面有要传达的信息。
There's a message behind it.
你必须到神面前求神怎么样启示给你。
You must come before God and pray that He will reveal it to you.
所以现在这个老仆人在巴摩海岛的时候，神就开始把这个金灯台的奥秘向他打开了。
And that's why on island Patmos, God is revealing the secret of the lampstand to His old servant.
因为这个金灯台是要讲到神对教会的心意。
Because this golden lampstand.Talks about the new covenant God has with His church.
七个金灯台就是七个教会。
Seven golden lampstands stands for seven churches.
所以七在圣经里面是一个完全的数字。
So in the Bible, the number seven is a complete number.
在启示录里面有很多的号数字。
In the Book of Revelation, there are many numbers.
七是常出现的，这七个金灯台、七个教会、七个印。七个碗，七个号，都是七七七。
So, in the Book of Revelation, the number seven was used a lot. There's seven golden lampstands, seven churches, seven stars, seven seals, seven bowls, and also
对，所以这是在启示录里面一直出现的一个号码。
So this number continued to appear throughout the Book of Revelation.
七常出现，十二是到启示录的后面几章就出现十二了。
Seven appear throughout the entire book, and then the number 12 appear in the later chapters of the book.
七是三加四。
Seven is made of three and four.
你是数学系的，可以。十二呢？
Twelve is made of
三乘四。
It's three times four.
七的完全是指在时间中的完全。
So the completeness of seven is within
within time.
Is within time.
十二出现的时候是在永世中的完全。
And then when 12 appears, is in eternity.
那么什么叫做完全呢？
What is completeness?
三代表的是神，因为神是三而一的神。
Three represents God because He is triunal God.
四代表神的创造。
Four represent the creation of God.
四季四个方向就是四。这代表神的创造。
The four directions, the four seasons, all these are creations from God.
所以神的本能 本身加上他所创造的，这是一个完全。
So God Himself plus what He creates, that is the completeness.
好，那么现在讲到七个金灯台，就讲到神在地上他一个完全的教会的见证。
So now when it comes to talk about the golden lampstand, talk about the completeness.Of His church on this earth.
那么这一个见证，这个灯台只有一个目的。
And there's only one single purpose for the golden lights.
什么是这个金灯台的目的
？And the purpose is,
啊，光
，light.
金灯台只有一个使命，就是发光。
It has only one purpose, and that's to give off light.
所以，在那一个祭司在每天料理金灯台的时候，他就是要注意这个灯台。有没有达到发光的目的
？So every day when the priest is tending to the lamp, he wants his purpose to see whether the lamp is bright enough to serve its purpose.
那当然，物质的金灯台是发物质的光。
Of course, the physical lampstand gives off visible light.
那么现在讲到属灵的教会。
However, when time comes to talking about spiritual church.
那这个属灵的教会应该发什么呢
？And what kind of what should it give off?
属灵的光
，spiritual light.
那么什么是教会属灵的光呢
？So what is the spiritual light of the church?
你就会发现，在约翰的著作里头，约翰福音他讲到耶稣自己做的见证。
And then you'll discover that in John, in the book of John, he talking about an example given by Jesus himself.
耶稣说
，And Jesus said,
我是世界的光。
He said, "I am the light of the world."
他的书信说，神就是光。
And in his book, in his books, he said, "God is the light."
所以你就会发现，在约翰的经历里头，神他的儿子在这个地上，他就是光。
And so you discover that in John's experience, the Son of God, He is the light of this world.
光照在黑暗里。
And he said, "The light has shined onto darkness."
而黑暗 却不接受这个光。
But yet the darkness does not accept the light.
所以你就知道这个光不是指着物质的光，乃是指着一个道德上的光，一个属灵的光。
So you discover that this light is not the visible light we're usually seeing, but rather it's spiritual light.
教会在地上就是要发表这个见证，这个耶稣是光的见证。
So the purpose of the church is to be a testimony to the fact that Jesus is that light of the world.
当教会进入第二代第三代的时候
and when church is entering the second,
你就会发现大祭司要修理这个什么这个光
They'll discover that the high priest will trim this light.
因为他发现有的教会不放光了
Because he discovered that some of the church no longer gives off
light. 黑暗漆黑一片
They were surrounded by darkness.
有的教会光是有也在冒烟
But you discover that even some church may be giving off light, but then they also giving off smoke.
没有光的教会，他要加油，他要加灯芯。
So for those church without light, he will add oil and also wick.
或者他要把整个的丢掉，这个你就不再做我的见证，什么挪去，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Or he will get rid of it completely.
因为太不像样了。
Because they no longer serve their purpose.
但是好的，他要把它修到光芒万丈。
But however, for those who are still giving off light, he will trim them so that it will give off more light.
这是祭司的责任。
This is the responsibility of a high priest.
所以你就会发现啊，第一个异象，他看见的就是人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
So you discover that in the very first vision, he saw that the Son of Man is walking among the seven lampstands.
那请问在哪里？
But where?
啊，哪里能够在？你要想啊，现在约翰是在主后大概九十五年左右。假设吧，就是主后九十五年。
So think about this. He is about right now. By this time, it's about 95 years after Jesus.
又看见金灯台了。
Once again, he saw the golden lamps.
而且耶稣就行走在。七个金灯台中间。
And what's more, he is walking among the golden lampstand.
请问在哪里？
But let me ask you this, where is this?
啊？在巴摩海岛。
Is it on the island of Patmos?
不是。巴摩海岛没有金灯台。
No, the island does not have any golden lampstand.
在哪里？
Where are they?
耶路撒冷。
Are they in Jerusalem?
那我们刚刚说了，主后七十年，耶路撒冷被罗马的提多
No, because we just talked about that 70 years after the Lord that Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans.
有一个很有名的话就是讲到罗马兵冲到圣殿里面烧了圣殿他们把那个 menorah 抬走了抬到哪里去了没有人知道今天都没有人知道这个金灯台到哪里去了
There's a famous legend that after the Romans broke into the city they broke into the temple and then carried away the menorah but no one knows where it's at today.
那现在他看见了。
Now they saw it. Now he's sees it.
不但看见了金灯台，还看见耶稣行走在七个金灯台中间。
Not only did he see the golden lampstand, but he also saw Jesus walking among the seven golden lampstands.
在哪里
？And where are they？
不在耶路撒冷。
It's not in Jerusalem.
不在巴摩海岛。
It's not on the island of Patmos.
也不在罗马。
It's not in Rome.
那在哪里
？Where is it？
对了，在地上找不到了。
It's no the lampstand may no longer be found on this earth.
只有一个地方有。
The only one place can be found, and that is in heaven.
你说这是不是他想象的？请我们打开希伯来书。
Return the book of Hebrews.
第八章
Chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章
Book of Hebrews, Chapter
8. 我们要从第一节念到第二节
I'll read verse 1 to 2.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司下面一起念已经坐在天上至大宝座的右边。
Chapter 8, verse 1 through 2, verse 1. Now the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
往下读第二节。
Let's continue to verse 2.
在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
A minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man.
所以他就告诉我们，地上以前曾经摩西见过一个会幕在地上。
So here it tells us that in the past, Moses pitched a tabernacle.
然后约翰福音第一章告诉我们，耶稣道成肉身，支搭帐幕在地上。
And then in John chapter 1, it says that Jesus, came, the Word became flesh, came amongst us, and He is pitching the tabernacle on this earth.
对不对？所以你就知道，神的的确在地上把帐幕启示给我给人。
Truly, you can see that God has revealed the tabernacle to man.
但是希伯来书告诉我们，那个是影儿。
But however, the book tells us that that is just the
shadow.
Shadow.
不是。实体
is not the real thing.
那什么是实体呢？
What is the actual tabernacle?
这两节圣经说什么？
And it's described here.
啊，第一要紧呢，就是有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大宝座宝座的右边，在哪里？在圣所，在真帐幕里。
And the first thing to note is that we have such a high priest who has taken a seat at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens.
所以地上是个影儿，它天上有一个 实体在那里。
So what's on earth is but a shadow of the actual thing in heaven.
好，那你 要想想看，今天耶稣在哪里？
So think about this, where is Jesus today?
在天上，他说在至大宝座的右边。
He's in the heavens, he's on the right hand side of the majesty.
每次我们受洗的时候，我有一个问题是问，你相信什么？
Every time we baptize, there's a very important question that I ask, and that is, do you believe?
什么
What?
中间有一个问题，跟这个图画有关系。
There's always this question that's related to what's this.
啊，你们都没有受洗过。你相信耶稣今天在天上至大者宝座的右边吗？
And that is, do you believe today Jesus is sitting on the right hand side of the Majesty in the heavens?
他在那里。干嘛？
And he is standing there doing what?
就听报告。
Is he just listening to reports? Is he just drinking and sipping his tea?
啊，耶稣在天上天天干嘛？
What is Jesus doing every day in the heavens?
他做祭司。
He is being a priest.
他在圣那个天上真帐幕里很忙啊。
He is quite busy in the tabernacle in the heavens.
忙什么？
And what is he busy with?
第一件事。金灯台要有亮光。
The very first thing is the golden lampstand must have light.
刚刚我们看那个图，中间有一个祭司在干嘛
？We just saw the picture. There's this priest. What is he doing?
前面一张相片。啊，这个还没有到这里，在干嘛
？And what is he doing?
在金香炉点香代表什么意思
？He is lighting the incense before the golden incense altar.
啊
，And what does that represent?
祷告。
It represents prayer.
所以。另外还有一个就是陈设饼，那我们今天不去讲它。
And the other is the place where they put the bread.
要让我们所有的基督徒知道，祭司在天上有真的事情要做的。
So it allows to see that the priests have a lot of things to do in the heavens.
耶稣是大祭司。
Jesus is the high priest.
谁是小祭司啊
？Who are the smaller priests?、
啊耶稣是大祭司，请问谁是小祭司、啊、
？Jesus is the high priest. So who are the smaller priests?
啊？谁呀、啊、
？Who are they？
怎么没有人敢说我、啊、
？It should be I.
啊
？It's everyone.
你知不知道你是祭司啊
？Do you know that you are a priest？
这是今天基督教害死人的地方啊
！This is the downfall of Christians.
从天主教的堕落一直到基督教的堕落，就是把这个祭司的职分只给某些人，神父、牧师，他们是祭司，他们叫 priest。
Well, from the days where the Catholic Church fell until today, when the Christian, this is part because we have pushed this responsibility from us ourselves to onto only a certain number of people.
是在教会里面那个神职人员。
It's those people who worked in the church.
他们拿薪水的，他们做这个事的，他们是特别专职的。
Those who have salaries, this is their job.
我们可以爱世界。
We can love the world.
我们可以搞自己喜欢搞的事情，礼拜天来聚聚会就可以了。
We can do what we like, and we just need to come to church every Sunday.
这叫做不负责任。
This is not taking responsibility.
这叫做开小差。
This is being distracted.
对，神的话说得很清楚，你们是君尊的什么？祭司，圣经几章几节
？God made it very clear that you are priests.
啊，彼得前书二章九节。
It's in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
所以将来你如果你拿出名片，你说这是我的名字，上面你要印什么
？So in the future, when you take out your business card, what should be printed on it?
啊，你要印什么
？What should you print on it?
说某某大学教授。
Do you print like you're the teacher of a certain?
某某公司董事长。
You're professor of certain university.
你觉得很有面子。
So you may think
你拿这张名片到耶稣面前，耶稣把它踩在脚底下，那根本一点不值钱的。
If you bring this business card before Jesus, he would just stamp on it because it absolutely means it's worthless.
你拿粪土到我面前要摆什么呢
？You bring dirt before me.
是耶稣说，我给你过一个 job， 这个 job 叫什么
？Jesus said, I gave you a job and it's called
priest,
a priest,
君尊的祭司。
This.
所以你的名片上是要印这个 title 的。
And so that should be the title on your business card.
啊，那你就跟你这个人的身份就不一样。
Only then your status completely change.
看到没有？所以你的 job 是什么
？So don't you see what your job is?
啊，说大声一点。
Say louder.
刚刚我很高兴，为什么我们很多人祷告？
Before I was very happy because a lot of people open their mouth and pray.
就表示你开始烧香了。
Because that means you start to burn your incense.
那么你闭嘴的话，你就没烧香。
Because when you keep your mouth closed, you have not burned the incense.
这个香就是祷告啊。
Because the incense represents prayer.
祭司出来到神的家中，神说：“这是我祷告的殿。”你祷告就是进祭司的功能。
When the priest come into the temple, God says that the prayer is incense. When you pray, you are doing your job.
我们教会这一点上跟别的地方有点不一样。
I think our church is quite different on this aspect versus
the other churches.
For some time, our church has opened up for everyone to pray.
不是一个人他拿薪水在这边替你们祷告的，没有的。
It's not just somebody who's the one who's taking salary praying for everybody.
因为我是特别身份不同，我是牧师，我替你们祷告。
Is it because I have a special status that I'm the preacher that I will pray for everyone?
这个教会没有牧师的。
This church does not have any pastor.
这个教会只有什么？祭司在这里的。
This church only have priests.
有祭司就有圣所。
And wherever there are priests, there are the tabernacle.
听懂了没有？
The temple.
为什么我们要让大家祷告
？Why do we want everyone to pray?
因为阁下是了不得的什么？
Because every single one of you are priests.
今天在地上搞不好，天上你就 no job.
If you don't do your job here, you probably won't have a job.
现在是训练的学校 training.
Right now, it is your training ground.
这个真正的 job 在哪里？它在天上。
And your real job is high up in the heavens.
哎，听懂了没有
？Do you understand what I'm saying?
Got it.
You get?
Hey, wake up. 这是很重要的。
This is very important.
在新年的第一个主日
，the very first Sunday of the New Year，
我让每一个弟兄姊妹知道你在地上神给你什么 job。
I want every single brother and sister to know what kind of job that God has given you。
你有一个荣耀的 job。
You have this glorious job。
有没有 layoff？
Are there any layoffs？
没有 layoffs。
There are no layoffs for this job。
神选了你，这是 for good。
God has chosen you for good for this job。
Forever。
And it is forever。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah！
哎呀，不太兴奋。
You don't seem too excited。
哎，我们要知道到底耶稣在这里到底要讲什么。
We need to understand what is it that he's talking about here。
啊，你就看我们的大祭司，他行走在七个金灯台中间。
And so you see that our high priest is walking among the seven golden lamps。
好，那我们来注意。
So let's pay attention。
当初第一次启示金灯台的时候。
The very first time that the golden lampstand was revealed.
我们刚刚读的这三处的圣经。
We read these three verses.
里面讲七个重要的真理。
It talked about seven important truths.
讲到金灯台，我们都应该知道这里面所要表明的有七个重点。
When we talk about golden lampstand, we need to understand the seven important points it represents.
今天有饭吃，所以我可以讲长一点。
Because today we have lunch, so I'll go on for longer.
一个也跑不掉。
So none of you can get away with this.
耐心一点啊。
So please have some patience. We'll go through one by one.
第一个
，the first one，
31节25章。
In chapter，
我们把放在。
In chapter 25 verse 31。
你要用金金做一个灯台。
You shall make a lampstand of pure gold.
25章，对，不是不是，前面三十一，对，这个，三十一。
Verse 31。
这二十三十六，前一个，好。第一个点，你要用金金。
You need to use pure gold.
这个灯台是金金做的。
This lampstand is made of pure gold.
神对他圣所所有的家具都有严格的规定。
God has a strict requirement for every single piece of furniture in his house.
这件家具没有任何其他的材料，只有金金。
And this is made of nothing else but pure gold.
为什么？
And the reason is,
他讲这个金灯台的见证。
Because the testimony of the golden lampstand.
不是别的见证，就是耶稣基督的什么见证？这是这本书的中心。
It's not a testimony of anything else but Lord Jesus Himself.
在金灯台，它的第一个特点是讲到金金。
And the first characteristic of the golden lampstand is that it is made of pure gold.
什么意思
？The meaning of that is
在圣经里面，金代表着神的性情。
And in Bible, gold represents the nature of God.
银代表着神的救赎。
And silver represent the salvation.
铜代表了神的审判。
And then the bronze represent His judgment.
所以每一次讲到金金的时候，都跟神的 nature 本质有关系。
So every time, whenever they talk about gold, they talk about the nature of God.
那么为什么用金来代表呢
？So why is it represented with gold?
By the way, 现在金子很值钱哦，涨到八百多了。
By the way, gold is
要上一千了。
Gold is very valuable right now. It's about $800, almost close to $1,000.
所以第一告诉我们，金是有价值的。
So first thing he tells us that gold is very valuable.
金是不变的。
Secondly, it never changes.
其他的金属都会被氧化，会改变。
Other type of metal may oxidize.
但是这个金是永远不改变。
But gold will never change.
所以就说到神的性情，昨日、今日，一直到永远，怎么样？不变。
That's why God's nature from yesterday, today, until forever, it will never change.
所以他第一个本质就是说到金金，他这个见证是见证神的 character， 他的本质。
So that's why pure gold is a testimony to the nature of God, and that is it never changes.
那你就会发现，当他的七封信写出去，从第二章、第三章有七封信写出去的时候
，And then you discover that as he the seven letters were written.
你去读，你如果好好，我建议你要听我讲这个道的时候，你一定要在家里面把启示录每天都读一点。
I highly recommend that in order to listen to my message that you read a bit of the book of Revelation every day in half.
否则你不知道我在讲什么。
Otherwise, you won't know what I'm talking about.
当这个七封信写出来，每一封信都有它一定的规格。
And when these seven letters were written, every single one of them has its own format.
它的第一信的第一个部分一定是讲他是谁。
The very first part of the letter would introduce himself.
你注意看第一章第一第二章第一节启示录。
If you look at Revelation chapter 2 verse 1,
第一节
the very first
你要写信给以弗所的教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台星中间行走。第二章第一节。
第二章第一节。To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven star in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
所以他就自我介绍，我是谁？我是右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的。
So he is introducing himself. He is the one who's holding the seven stars in his right hand and is walking among the seven golden lampstands.
意思说我是大祭司。
In other words, he's saying he is the high priest.
第二个教会。
The second.
第八节。
Verse 8,
你要写信给四面拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
And then you need to say this.
第八节。
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write the first and the last who was dead and has come to life says this.
我们解释过，他的首先与末后，就是说他是一切的开始，他是一切的终结。
As we explained before, he is the beginning and the end.
然后他说：“我曾经死过，又复活。”
And also he said, I was dead and then also come to life.
这里有一个生命跟你我的生命生命不同。
Here's a life that's different from you, you and I.
我们的生命是受罪与死的辖制。
Our life is under the bondage of sin and death.
进入死亡再也出不来了。
Once we enter into death, we will never be able to return.
但是这里说有一个生命进到死亡怎么样还可以出来。
However, here it says there is this life that once entered into death, he can actually come out again.
这是这个金经的特色。
This is the special nature of
the third church. 第三个教
会。In the third church,
12节
verse 12,
你要写信给被教魔的教会的使者说那有两刃利剑的说。
And it says, and to the angel of the church in Pergamon, write, the one who has sharp two-edged sword says this.
什么叫两刃的利剑?
What does it mean to be a sword with sharp edge, two sharp edge?
希伯来书他就告诉我们神的道叫做两刃的利剑
If you read the book of Hebrews it says the word of God is the double-edged sword
他要切入破开到人的灵与魂
You'll cut into the people's spirit and soul
在神的面前所有的东西都是分得清清楚楚
Before God everything is separated out clearly
他的话出来带着能力
His word come out with power.
这是金经。
This is pure gold.
第四个教会。
And the fourth church.
第十八节。
And verse 18.
你要写信给推拉推拉的教会的使者说，那眼目如同火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子说。
And the angel of the church in Thyatira, the son of God who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet are like burnished bronze.
这里出现铜。
Here it talks about bronze.
铜就讲到审判。
Whenever we talk about bronze, it's judgment.
在审判的时候，在一个法官来讲，他要明察所有的细节。
To a judge, when he is judging something, he will examine all the details.
在他的面前，谎言过不去的。
Lies will not do.
罪恶过不去的。
Sins will not do.
眼目如同火焰，脚像光明铜。
His eyes are like flame or fire, and his feet are like bronze.
审判是绝对的公义。
His judgment is absolute righteous.
这是神的性格，他的精精。
This is his nature. He is the pure gold.
然后到了第五个教会。
And then the fifth church.
三章第一节。
Verse, chapter
撒迪的教会他说我是谁。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis.
神的七灵七心的说。
He who has the seven spirit of God.
七灵乃是讲到丰满的灵说的。
And the seven stars. So the seven spirit is talking about the abundant spirit.
这就是神的位格的第三位圣灵神说的。
This is the third of the triunal God, which is spirit.
七星就是他的众仆人说的。
So to the seven stars, it represents his very servants.
所以在主耶稣的这个性格的里头，圣灵在他身上无限量。
So in the nature of Jesus, the whole spirit is limitless.
那么第六个教会。
And then the sixth church,
第七节
verse 7.
腓拉铁腓的教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没能关，关了就没能开的。说。
And to the angels of the church in Philadelphia, write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this.
这里讲到。这个金经它是圣洁的。
Here I talk about this pure gold, he is holy.
它是真理。
He is the truth.
他手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
And in his hand is the key of David.
什么意思？大卫代表什么？
What does it mean? What does David represent?
代表王。
He represents a king.
钥匙代表什么？
And the key represents
权柄。
Authority.
这个权柄是跟什么有关?
And this authority is tied to what?
跟这个国度的权柄有关系。
It's tied to the authority of kingdom.
这个国它能够开，能够关。
This kingdom can be open and it can close.
主耶稣对彼得曾经说过。
Lord Jesus once said,
我把天国的钥匙交给你。
He said, I give you the key to the heavenly kingdom.
怎么样?开了就没有人关。关了就没有人开。
If you open it, no one can close. And when it's closed, no one can open.
所以彼得就拿着这天国的钥匙，把福音的门一个一个从耶路撒冷一路开出去，开到外邦。
So that's why with this key in hand, Peter opened door after door, spreading the gospel.
神的仆人历史历代这两千年里头，把他的福音从耶路撒冷一直带到地极。
And in this 2,000 years, the servant of God has spread the gospel from one end of Jerusalem all the way to the ends of the earth.
所以这个神的福音, 穿过时间与空间, 要传遍这一个地球。
So the gospel transcends time and place, and to, it will spread to the entire globe.
这是这个金金的国度的权柄。
This is the authority of this pure gold.
最后一个教会, 14节。
And the last church
in verse 写信给老底家的教会。
14, it says that to the angel of the church of Laodicea,
他是谁? 那阿门的为诚信真实见证的, 在神创造万物之上为元首的。
And he describes himself as the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this.
Amen 什么意思?
What does Amen mean?
就是诚心所愿。
So it's to wish wholeheartedly.
那么阿门就是耶稣自己的 名字之一,
this is one of the names for Jesus himself.
Amen 就是神的本质。
Amen means the very nature of God.
在他都是是。
In him everything is yes.
在他没有忽是忽非的。
In him there's no maybe yes, maybe no.
他是绝对的真理。
He is the absolute truth.
他是诚信坚实的见证, 就是说他怎么说, 事情就怎么样, 怎么成就。
He is the witness. What he says, that is how things will be done.
而且他是在神创造万物之上为元首, 他是头。
And also he is the head of all the creations.
这都是说到这个纯金的意思。
All this represents the meaning of pure gold.
他所是, 他所行, 都是金, 不改变。
What he says and what he does is just like gold, it will never change.
我这一阵子在准备这个信息, 在默想。
Lately, as I was preparing the message, and I think to myself,
我做传道已经有一些年了。
I've been preaching for some years.
我常常在想, 到底讲道有没有用?
Often I think, whether I accomplish anything, whether preaching accomplishes anything.
一礼拜一礼拜讲, 一年一年这样讲。
I preach week after week, year after year.
我常常觉得, 言之者纯纯, 听之者渺渺。
Yeah, I feel like just those who speak may just speak. May just be speaking, and then those who hear it may just hear it.
You just speak, and people just listen, and nothing happens.
And just nothing happens.
所以我有的时候蛮泄气的。
So sometimes I get a little discouraged.
可是主在晚上就好像提醒我。
However, at night, the Lord is reminding me.
你不是说神就是道吗?
Didn't you say that God is the Word? Is the way?
这本书就是为耶稣的神的见证，神的道，耶稣的见证，神的道就是神的话。
This is a testimony to His testimony to His words, and Jesus is the Word.
我说，我在的就是耶稣在的时候，在地上的时候，那时候最神奇的是谁？
When Jesus was still on earth, who has the highest power?
希律啊，希律是分封的小王啊，一个大王，罗马皇帝嘛。The
king of Rome.
Caesar.
The Caesar.
对不对？ Caesar 一个命令，大家归回去，回乡下，要回他自己本地去注册。Caesar
just had all he has to do is give the command and everybody go back to their hometowns and register.
他一带兵，哎呀，千军万马。
And when he leads his soldiers into battle, it's tens and thousands.
大家都要以做他的官，做他的王为荣耀。Everyone
sees themselves as the ultimate goal to be in that position.
所以说，他今天在哪里？
But then, where is he today?
然后，在这从耶稣到现在2000年人类的历史，多少英雄人物豪杰？
From the Lord to now, 2,000 years, there are so many great men.
建了多少帝国?
They built so great empires.
耶稣说, 他们在哪里?
And Jesus asked, where are they?
但是耶稣没有一兵一卒,
However, Jesus, without a single soldier,
没有一枪一炮,
without any guns or weapons,
他的国永远长存,
His kingdom will last forever.
而且他说,
What's more,
我古时候怎么样? 我过去现在怎么样, 我将来也是怎么样。
How I was in the past, how I am now today, and how I will also be like that in the future.
因为我要让我的话 永远长存。
Because I want my word to be forever, to last forever.
所以我想到这里，我就不灰心了。
So as soon as I think about this, I no longer am discouraged.
神的话，你可以爱听不听。
God's words, you may choose to listen to or not.
但是他对他的话非常注意。
But however, he pays a lot of attention to words.
怎么样？必行。
Whatever he says will be done.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我们不要小看神的话。
So dear brothers and sisters, do not look, take lightly upon God's words.
我们要存敬畏的心来默想神的话。
We must have a reverent heart to think about His words.
所以你可以看到，在这个地方，古时候他只说到你要用金金来做这个金灯台。
So here it says in the Old Testament, it says you need to use pure gold to make this gold.
到了新约
，like lampstand.
在七封信里面，你就看到这个金金都是说到耶稣的本质。
And then now today in the New Testament Revelation, it talk about the pure gold is talk about the nature of Jesus himself.
他永远不改变。
He never changes.
现在我们看到，哎呀，好多的人、事物、财富、权势，哎呀，多么迷人。
Today we see there's so many things that distract us today in the world.
Caesar 可以过去，今天的一切也可以过去。
Caesar can pass so well everything today we know in this world.
只有神的国怎么样，永远。长存，你信吗？
In the king, only the kingdom of God will be everlasting. Do you believe that?
第二
，second，
哎，这个圣经怎么又不见了？这个经节要放到那里。对，我讲第二个点。
Second point，
他说灯台的座和盖与杯球花。
The lampstand and its base and its shaft are to be, its cups, its bulbs and its flowers.
对，都要连接在一块锤出来。
Shall be in one piece and hammered out.
这里你要注意，他讲到球跟花。
Here talked about the bulbs and the flowers.
这是个 symbol.
These are symbols.
你如果看那个金灯台的地图，那个相片。
If you look at the picture of the golden lampstand,
看一看。
You look, take a look at it.
好，哎 ，come on. 哎，看到没有？球跟花，就是那个上面那个球。那个杯上面最上面是个杯摆油的。
You see that on the very top is a cup.
那下面呢就是球跟花。
And below that is the bulb and the flowers.
为什么做个金灯台要刻出或者敲出锤出一个花跟一个球呢
？So why is it in the making of a golden lampstand that you need to hammer out a bulb and a flower?
那你如果去读到其他的经节你知道这个花还不是玫瑰花嘞。
If you read other verses, this flower is not other flower like rose.
也不是凤仙花嘞。
It's not...
Whatever 花你自己想到什么 Rhododendron.
It's not any other kind of flower.
圣经还特别指出来这是杏花。
It's very, very, specific. It says it is, almond flower.
对是杏花与杏花球。
It's almond bulbs and almond flower.
放在这里
And it's placed there.
什么意思
What does that mean?
这是标记
That is a symbol.
在圣经里面有三次讲到杏花
And in the Bible it talks three times about almond flowers.
一次是这里
Here, this is the very first time. This is one occasion.
一次是耶利米看到一个异象
Another is a vision by Jeremiah.
还有一次是这个亚伦把他的杖放在那个约柜里面，十二根杖都在约柜里面。第二天出来的时候，只有他的杖有什么？有花，有果，有叶子。
And the third time is when I talked about when Aaron placed the stick represent his tribe along with the other tribes into the ark, and only his.For the almond flower.
记得吗
Do you remember that?
什么意思
What does that mean?
别的杖都没有花
All the other cane does not have flowers.
因为死了就拉倒了，就是一根棍子
Because it's a dead branch.
但是亚伦的杖有花有果
However, Aaron's branch, his cane, not only does it have flower, but it also bear fruit.
就告诉我们这个代表。杏是在种花中，在冬严冬之后第一个开花的，初春的时候第一个开花的是杏花。
And that is to represent that because the almond flower is the very first flower to blossom after winter.
也就告诉我们， 第一个从死亡出来结出的出熟的果子就是基督的生命。
In other words, it's also it represents that the very first life that come out of death is Jesus' life.
所以这一个金灯台它是死而复活所代表的。
So this golden lampstand stands for the resurrected life.
这一个第二个本质就是一个不是普通的生命，是一个死而复活的生命。
So second nature represents that this is not a common life, but rather it's a life that has a resurrection.
你记得我们刚刚讲到七封信里面主耶稣自我介绍的时候，对于一个教会他说我是什么？
Do you remember how he introduced himself to the churches when he wrote those letters in Revelation?
我是曾经死过又复活的。
But he said that I once was dead, but come out alive.
什么死了？
What died?
耶稣死的时候，什么跟他一起死了？
What died with him when he died?
所有旧造出于亚当的全都死了。
All the old things from Adam.
这就是我们基督徒为什么要受浸的原因。
That is why Christians need to be baptized.
基督徒不是只是接受一个思想，讲一个哲学，不是。
Christians are not just simply accepting certain doctrines or philosophy.
基督徒是来看见神做的一个事实。
Christians are ones who saw a reality.
这个事实就是说，亚当的族类啊，你们都没有救了。
And that truth is that all descendants of Adam
are
hopeless.
你没有办法救自己。
You have no way to save yourself.
但是今天神做了一件大事。
However, today God had done a great thing.
什么大事？
And that is,
把一个新的生命赐给我们。
He has given us this new life.
他的死把结束了旧造。
And his death interrupted.
他的复活带出一个新的生命。
And his resurrection brought forth a new life.
这个新的生命开始了神一切的新的创造。
And this new life began in all the new creation from God.
什么是基督徒？
What is a Christian?
就是旧事已过。
And that is all the old things have passed.
站在复活的警戒里头开始的一群族类。
And you are standing among the new resurrected life.
这就是金灯台要表达的第二个见证。
This is the second testimony represented by the golden lampstand.
杏花。与星球
the flowers and the bulbs
是复活的生命。
This is the resurrected life.
第三
the third point
要连接一块锤出来。
It is to be hammered out in one piece.
啊，锤出来这个字是第三个重点。
Is the hammered out? This is the third important point.
这整个的金灯台，刚刚我们看见那个图，是一块金晶，我不知道怎么锤，反正就锤出来了。
This whole golden lampstand, I don't know how they did it, but they just hammered it out the entire piece.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做金灯台的见证？
What is the testimony of the golden lampstand?
是原来的金晶经过匠人怎么样 Bang! 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 敲出来的。
It is hammered out by a goldsmith from one piece of gold.
这个 hammer 也是它的重点。
The hammer out, that is the important point. That's the key point.
锤出来的。
It's hammered out.
啊，中国话说不打不成器是有道理的。
It's a Chinese saying that if you do not beat something, it will not become a useful tool.
千锤百炼。
It requires thousands of hammering.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear,
神的儿子到地上来。
So dear brothers and sisters, Son of God comes to this earth.
在地上33年半。
He's been on here 33.5 years.
他经过神的手怎么样？锤。
He was hammered out by God's hand.
想过吗？
Have you thought about this?
耶稣的一生，特别最后出来传道的三年半。
Jesus' entire life, especially the 3.5 life of his last years on this earth.
父神把他交在人的手里。
Father had handed him over to the people.
不错，罗马人打他。
It's true that it's the Romans who beat him.
但是他的同胞也打他。
But also his own people have beaten him.
他的同胞犹太人打他也就算了。
His own people beating him is one thing.
还有谁对付他？
Who else?
他所爱的12个门徒也对付他。
Also, his beloved 12 disciples were also dealing with him.
他的亲信犹大还卖他。
His very trusted one Judah who betrayed him.
所以，我们的主在这个地上是经过很长的时间。被神千锤百炼打出来的。
So our Lord had experienced many hammerings throughout his entire life while on this earth.
教会的见证，你看，从使徒行传来看。
So the testimony of the church, if you look at from the book of Acts,
从书信来看，
from the letters,
经过多少的锤炼？
How many hammering have they suffered through?
为什么你今天在地上所看见的教会有很多很多的难处问题？
So why have you seen so many difficulties encountered by churches on this earth?
你会发现这些问题是神许可发生的。
And you'll discover that all these problems are allowed by God himself.
基督徒个人的问题或者整个教会一个团体的问题是一波未平一波又起。
Yeah, personal problems with each individual Christians or experience among the church, but just they come in waves.
好像世人好像命都比基督徒好哦。
It seems like the people of this church, people of this world may have a better life than Christians.
基督徒的命运好像怎么命苦啊？
It seems like we have such a hard life as Christians.
如果你懂
，However, if you know and understand,
你要为每一锤怎么样？感谢神。
You will give thanks for every single blow you receive.
因为他每一锤的里面就把我们敲出什么来
？Because in every single hammering that we receive, it hammers out what?
敲出那个见证。
It hammers out that testimony.
懂了没有
？Do you understand this?
这是第三个原则。
This is the third nature.
第四个原则。
The fourth.
虽然是有七个金灯台。
You know there are seven golden lampstands.
他说这是一块金子。
He said this is one single gold.
看出来没有？是一块。
It's one piece.
在地上有成千上万的不同的教会在这个地球上。
There's thousands of churches on this earth.
对不对？但是在神的眼中。这是一块金子出来的。
However, in God's eyes, all these came from one single piece of gold.
只要你是纯金，没有掺杂其他的东西，你就是这个见证里面的什么？一个整体，一份。
As long as you're made of pure gold and not for any other things, then you are part of this body.
啊，所以主非常注重什么东西？
So、
合而为一。
So that's why God view heavily upon becoming one.
对 unity.
Unity.
这个是圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So this is the unity heart given by the Spirit.
这个身体太大了。
This body is too big.
从主耶稣到现在，从耶路撒冷一直到地基，都有这个身体。
From Lord Jesus till now, and from Jerusalem till the foundation, it existed.
但是请注意。
But please pay attention.
是指着基督的那一份说的，不是指着我们的老亚当说的。
It is speaking regards to Jesus himself, not our old self.
基督的生命必须在我们里面越来越大，这个老亚当东西要越来越小，这里面见证才有。
The Lord Jesus' life in us must grow bigger and bigger, and then our old self, our old Adam self, we must get smaller and smaller. Only then can this testimony be left, lived out.
第五。
And the fifth point.
他说。在第37节吧，要做灯台的七个灯盏，祭司要点着灯，好吧？是你从36一直读下来，你中间有这么一句话。
And then, among 36 to 38, there's this one where it's talked about. Then you shall make its lamps seven in number, and they shall mount. They talk about where
they shall mount its lamps so shed light on the space in front of. 英文没有哈。
It's slightly different in the English translation versus in the Chinese translation. It talk about it has a part where the priests come in to trim the
这个灯要向前照。
The light must project light forward. The lamp must project light forward.
这个照灯的责任交给谁
？And this responsibility falls upon who?
They.
They,
这里不是一个 they 吗？
It falls on. It says they in here.
那么当然，这灯台本身是要发光。
Of course, the lampstand itself must give off light.
但是谁有责任把这个光点起来呢
？But whose responsibility is it to light the lamp?
祭司
is a priest.
祭司是赋予这个责任，要经营这个灯的。
The priest was given this responsibility to take care of the lamb.
那你去读到利未记的时候，也是讲到同样的话。
And then it says the same thing in Leviticus.
但是我在这里要讲的是祭司。不单单是大祭司，小祭司也有责任。
Here I talk about priests, not only the high priest, but also small priests, they also have responsibility.
耶稣是大祭司，我们是众祭司。
Jesus is a high priest, we are the priests.
祭司要点灯。
And as priests, we need to light the lamp.
这个是金灯台的灯，能不能够在这个黑暗的世界照出来，祭司有责任。
Whether the lampstand can shine forth its light in this dark world,Priest has responsibility. This is the responsibility of priests.
不是人刻意的作为，不是出于人，而是出于神。
And this is not something out of ourselves, but rather this is from God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们活在这个世界，我们的责任就是要让主耶稣的灯从我们身上，从教会发出来。
So, brothers and sisters, living on this earth, our responsibility is that so that the light can shine forth from us, so that the church's light can shine forth.
地上的众教会都是做这一个见证。
And this is the only one testimony for all the church on this earth.
这个是我们在这里看见的。
And this is what we see here.
那么，第六。
And then, the sixth point.
利未记二十四章第一节到第四节这段话。
Leviticus chapter 24 verse 1 to 4。
在这一段话的里头
，Here says，
他讲到要拿油来。
He says to bring oil。
那我们以前解释过，油永远是代表什么
？We explained before oil always represent what？
圣灵
，the Holy Spirit。
所以这个教会能不能够发光，跟圣灵有关系。
So whether this church can give off light has all to do with the Holy Spirit。
这个能源是从圣灵来的。
This energy comes forth from.
今天不是人的热心，今天很多的时候，人的热心也想在教会里面大干一场。
It does not come from the zeal of man.
这是每一个人必经的路。我们没不发热心也就算了，就在这边混一混。
This is downfall of a lot of people today is that they may think that it comes from them.
但是很多的时候，我们自己想要为神做点什么，我们就大发热心。
Sometimes we think that we want to do something for God, so we have this great zeal for Him.
那个能源是从自己的肉体出来的。
And the energy of this desire comes from our flesh.
那个神不悦纳。
That God does not accept.
神要改变我们。
He wants to change us.
让我们看到我们所做的，用凭着血气所做的，没有永存的价值。
He wants us to see that what we accomplish by flesh and blood does not last.
我凭着自己做了很多事，为主。
I did a lot of things for the Lord.
凡是我凭着自己的本事为主做的事情，有一天我会发现，都叫做草木和谐。
I discovered that whatever I do according to my own, out of my own flesh, it becomes meaningless.
都草木和谐就短暂的，一下看了很大很有样，过了一下就没有了。
It's all very short-lived.
真正神的工是圣灵做的。
The true work of God is done by the Spirit.
圣灵改变我们。
The Spirit changes us.
然后神接着我们做他的工。
And then we're using us, God does His work.
最后第七个点。
And this last point.
在这段圣经里面，他说什么？谁是最 ultimate responsibility?
And then ask who's the ultimate responsibility?
在旧约是亚伦。
In the Old Testament, it's Aaron.
亚伦从晚上到早晨，必在耶和华面前经理这灯。
And from night to day, Aaron is attending to the lamp.
英文土话说 "The buck stops here."
Yeah.
是英文土话，也就是说，最后的责任是谁的责任
？In other words, the ultimate responsibility is falls onto who?
在旧约是亚伦。
In the Old Testament, it falls onto Aaron.
在新约呢
？In the New Testament, it falls on
就是耶稣。
It falls on Jesus.
所以现在这个意象，你让我们看见什么？
So what does this vision allow us to see?
就是我们这个天上的亚伦。
So this Aaron in the heavens.
我这个讲法不太对。我们天上的大祭司。
Actually, that's the wrong way to express it. Our priest in the heavens.
High priest.
Our high priest in the heavens.
不是照着亚伦的等次，乃是照着麦基洗德的等次。
It's
not according the order is not according to Aaron but according to Melchizedek.
It's
麦基洗德的等次
It's according to the ranking of Melchizedek.
这个是大祭司
This is the high priest.
所以你就会发现啊，我们的主天天在天上忙得很呢。
So then you discover, oh, our Lord is so busy every day in the heavens.
这个意象你看见我们的主天天都走在那真帐幕里，这是他的 office。
You'll see through this vision, you'll see that our Lord is walking among the among in the real tabernacle. This is his office.
他行走在七个金灯台中。
He's walking amongst the seven golden lampstands.
他的眼睛看什么？
And what is his eyes looking at?
七个金灯台。
He's looking at the seven golden lampstands.
有油吗？
Are there any oil? Do they need oil?
需要下剪刀吗？
Does the wick need trimming?
是不是烟太猖？太烟太多了，光太少了。
Is it generating too much smoke and too little light?
他每天就是看每一个教会的光景在地上。
Every single day he is looking at the condition of the church on the world. Dear brothers and sisters.
谁最关心教会？
Who cares the most for the churches?
他。
Who?
当然是教会的元首耶稣基督。
Is the head of the church and that is Jesus Christ.
他是大祭司。
Because he is a high priest.
但问题是他的众祭司们 care 不 care 呢？
But then the question is whether the other priests whether they care or not.
啊，感谢主，我们教会中有一些弟兄姊妹很 care 教会的情况。
Praise the Lord, we among us we have some brothers and sisters who are very who cares a lot about the church.
教会这么多年，二十多年下来
，and it's some 20 years since the establishment of the church.
很多的事情不是人刻意安排做的。
There are many things it's not.
是弟兄姊妹自己在里头有感觉的。
We didn't order anybody to do anything, but rather they had this burden within them to do.
因为神的灵在我们身上是真的。
Because the Spirit really is living among us.
你我是个活的器皿。
We are a living vessel.
这个活的器皿是有感觉的，是跟头连在一起的。
This living vessel has feelings, is connected with the head.
所以就能够百节什么，各按其职。
So that's why everyone can do their own part.
然后连于元首基督。
And then to become one and connected with the head Jesus.
在这个情况之下，你就自然就 care 神的教会、神的家。
And when this happens, you automatically will care about what happened to the house of God.
在这个新年的开始。
So in this beginning of New Year,
我盼望我们中间的弟兄姐妹
I hope that brothers and sisters among us,
你不要做旁观者
Do not be just standing by the sidelines.
这个家是谁的家？
This house, whose house is it?
第一是神的家。
First is God's house.
第二谁的家？
Whose house is it?
啊，他的。
Is it his?
跟我无关。
It has nothing to do with me.
我来只是给你们面子，我来的。
I just come here to show up.
我们不需要面子。
No, we do not need you to be here just to
给神面子，是神给你面子。
To look, give face to God.
是神高抬你我。
It's God who gave us face, who lifted us up.
让我们在他的家来学做祭司。
He allowed us to learn how to be priests in His house.
神在这里写七封信给他的教会。
Here God wrote seven letters to his church.
这七封信就是大祭司告诉我们教会有什么问题没有。
In these seven letters, it's the high priest who's telling us what the problem is.
有什么优点没有？
What are the good things that are happening?
有什么缺点没有？
And then what are the shortcomings in this?
优点，鼓励，奖励。
And for the good parts that he encourages them.
缺点呢？
And for the shortfalls,
悔改。
He asked them to repent.
然后每一封信的结束都说
And then in the ending of every single letter it says
凡有耳的都应当听
All those who have ears, may they listen.
摸摸看有没有耳朵
Why don't you go ahead and reach up and see if you have ears?
哎，这七封信真是妙得很
Truly these seven letters are amazing.
凡有耳的都应当听
All those who have ears must listen.
你好好想这句话讲了几次
Think about this. How many times did he repeat this phrase?
啊，七封信七次
In seven letters, he repeated seven times total.
等一下我们要吃饭
We're about to have lunch.
我说凡有嘴巴的都可以吃
And I will say all those who have mouth shall have lunch.
你们都笑
You may laugh now.
为什么
And the reason is
废话
Because that's obvious.
为什么吃饭就是吃饭？为什么要说凡有嘴巴的就吃饭呢
？So just go ahead and have your lunch. Why do you have to say all those who have a mouth, may you have lunch?
所以你觉得这个话是多余的
？You may feel like this is unnecessary.
可是圣经没有废话。
However, in the Bible, there are no unnecessary words.
而且这句话不但讲了，还要讲七遍哦。
Not only that, this was mentioned once, but it was repeated 7 times.
啊，就跟老妈跟儿子讲话一样，讲七次。
Just like how
the
mother talking to nagging his son.
注意听啊
！Listen.
听啊
！Pay attention.
啊啊，听不见。
They still may not listen.
所以你知道。神每次要讲话，人要预备好。
So you discover that every time God is about to speak, man must prepare himself.
那问题是在这里。
And the question is this:
谁听得见，谁听不见
？Who can hear and who can't hear?
答。你摸摸看，你有几个耳朵
？Why don't you go ahead and reach out and see how many ears do you have?
只有一种人听得见。
Only one type of people can hear.
啊，你摸摸看，啊，几个耳朵
？How many ears do you have?
中文读不出这句话的妙处，英文就有妙处了。
It's hard to understand this in Chinese, but however, it's quite obvious in English.
啊，你注意看，如果说你有两个耳朵，那凡有耳朵应该听这句话应该怎么讲
？So if you have two ears, then the phrase "all those who have ears should listen." How should this be phrased?
He who has ears, hear, listen, 对不对？但英文不是这么说的。
And that's how it should is translated. However, that's not how it is in the English version.
He who has an ear.
And in the English, it actually says he who has an ear.
Listen.
Listen.
用中文来翻译的话，那就有意思了。
And then it'll be more interesting in the Chinese if it's translated into English.
凡是有什么一只耳朵的。
It's very quite interesting. In the Chinese version, it says all those who have an ear.
Chinese version 没有这句话
Okay, so if you translate the English version into Chinese, but however, that does not exist in the Chinese version of the Bible.
中文只说凡有耳的
So in the Chinese, it just says all those who have ears.
所以我们就听不见
So we can't hear.
他特别讲了有一种怪人
In the English version, it mentioned
a
unique kind of people.
只有一个耳朵的
Those who have only one ear.
啊，讲了七次，妙就妙在这里。
It's mentioned 7 times, and the interesting point is right here.
圣灵不是跟大家讲话。
Holy Spirit does not speak to everyone.
圣灵只给一种人讲话。
Holy Spirit only speaks to one kind of people.
什么人
？And what kind of people is that?
有一个耳朵的。
Those who have only one ear.
Yeah. 那你自己去想想，你是几个耳朵
？So think about it. How many ears do you have?
圣经里面有一种人叫做拿细耳人。
And in the Bible, there's this type of person. It's called
不是，对不起，说错了。圣经中有一种奴隶。
There's kind of slave mentioned in the Bible.
啊，叫做爱奴。
It's
love slave.
Love slave.
啊，在这个记载是在出埃及记里面。
It's recorded in the book of Exodus.
他讲。如果照犹太人的规矩律法说，一个穷人服侍，因为他家里穷了，他要赚钱，他可以服侍那个有钱的人，但是服侍六年。
So in the book of Exodus, it said there's this law that if you're poor and you had to serve a master, all he can do is serve him 6 years.
然后第七年呢
？On the seventh year,
可以自由。
He may be free.
你要让他走。
And the master must let him go.
你不可以再把他抓住。
You cannot hold him.
他所有的债务就了了。
And all his debt will be gone.
但是
，However，
圣经又继续说
，And the Bible continued to say，
在这种人中间，如果这个人说我不愿意，我的主人对我很好
，If that slave says my master has been so good to me, I do not want to leave.
我爱我的主人。
I love my master.
我愿意从今天起。
I want to start from today.
自愿的服侍他。
So to serve him on my own accord.
是自愿的。
Is by his own will.
前面六年是欠债，所以不得已。
The first 6 years he has to do it because he owed him debt.
但是主人对我太好了。
But our master is so good to me.
我因着他的爱
，because of his love，
我从今天起我就自愿一辈子服侍这个主人。
From now on, I'm willingly choose to serve him.
圣经说可以。
For my entire life, and the Bible says it's okay to do that.
做一件事。
All you have to do just do one thing.
把你带到那个长老面前。
That the master must bring you to the elder.
然后把你的耳朵交给那个长老。
And then allow the
长老就拿一个锥子，拿一个锥子，
and、
在你的耳垂上。打一个洞
and then the elder will punch a hole on your ear.
这样你就终身服侍你的主人。
And then you will serve your master for your entire life.
以前是叫奴隶。
Before you were called a slave.
现在你就叫做爱奴。
But now you're called a love slave.
这个写在律法里头。
It is written down, recorded in the laws.
一记载从摩西一直到大卫的时候
，It's recorded. It's been in practice from Moses all the way until David.
差不多就过了五千年，五百年，对不起。
It's been about 500 years.
没有人懂这段圣经是讲什么。
No one understands what exactly does that mean.
有一天有一个人叫大卫
，And one day this man called David.
神开他的眼睛
，God opened his eyes.
他写了一篇诗篇
，And he wrote the psalm.
他说神啊
，He says God.
祭物、礼物，这都不是你所要的。
Sacrifices, gifts, these are not what you want.
You, 你喜欢的是什么？
What you desire, what you want is,
你在我的耳朵上打一个洞。
That you can punch a hole on my ear.
中文圣经说，你开通了我的耳朵，这是中文的翻译。
And the Chinese translation says you have opened my ear.
但是实际是你在我的耳朵上打一个洞。
However, the actual meaning is that it means God has punctured a hole on his ear.
那就是圣经说的有一个耳朵的人。
And that is the man with one ear mentioned in the Bible earlier.
现在主在这里对教会说话。
Here now, God, the Lord is speaking to his church.
我对有一种人说话。
I'm speaking to a particular kind of people.
就是你懂。做爱奴的原则
，and that is you understand the principle of becoming a love slave.
你如果爱我
，if you love me，
愿意做我用一生来服侍我
，and you will serve me. You're willing to serve me for the entire life.
我这七封信就是写给你的。
These seven letters I've written for you.
这是教会的情书。
This is the love letter of the church.
只有这种人才听得懂。
And only these kind of people can understand.
愿我们做这个有情人。
May we be this the receiving end of the letter.
翻译不出来了。
May we be, may we be
有情人。
May we be the people who are in love.
啊，对了对了对了。你谈过恋爱吗？有情人读情书是味道不同的。
So it's completely different experience for people who are in love to read love letter.
对，你要听见圣灵讲话，你心里必须是。
So in order to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, you must be in this right frame of mind.
否则的话，讲归讲，听归听，根本无关。
Otherwise, you may just speak, and then others may just listen, but they make no connection.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.